Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 9. The Reverend Michael Lang is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? This is the word of the Lord.
God's grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father, from his Son, Jesus Christ, who is your Lord and mine. Amen. Lord, love us. Love me. Lord, discipline us. Discipline, admonish, scourge me as you see fit and as will give you glory. I grew up in a home with four boys and a girl, and with a father who did not grow up with a father in the home, not because he was illegitimate, but because his father died quite early. As we sat at our father's funeral, my youngest brother spoke before it began. And he spoke a little bit in wonderment, but he spoke also with great hope. It's words, they're words that have stuck with me since that time. And the wonderment was that Dad was always so pleased with his sons and his daughter. And after that, his in-laws and his grandchildren. He was so pleased. And he would say oftentimes, "This is my boy." And all of us, and Tom shared this so eloquently, all of us had that feeling, yeah, but I know who I've been. I know where I've been. And I know that you've also disciplined me, Dad. I know that you've admonished me. I know that you've looked me in the eye and you've told me not just that you were disappointed with me, but you've told me the punishment that was mine, that I deserved. Lord, love me. Lord, discipline me, scourge me, chastise me, lead me, shape me. In our text today, we see these words. It says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? What do we look towards? We look towards the one that we have run our race and we continue to run our race towards Christ, right? We look towards him who shed his blood for us. We cannot vindicate ourselves. We cannot justify ourselves. And yet so many times we struggle to prove I just this last week shared with some administrators that one of the things that I've consistently struggled with as a middle son is what I call the position of the grasper. Grasping for things that are not yet mine, and grasping for leadership, grasping for attention, grasping for righteousness. But not righteousness that is always won in the way that Christ has won it once for all for me and for you. The confusion enters in, doesn't it? The confusion of following up, of how we live, how we act. And then the confusion that we judge by, how others have lived and how others have acted. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Did you hear what I said earlier? This is my son. I want you to meet him. Do you think? Do you believe? And if you do, I would suggest that you hear what I say. Please do not believe that the Father takes any less pleasure in you. This is my child, formed for my purposes, formed for my glory, formed to take his place, his vocation. He loves us. And because of that, he also allows hardship to come upon us. We hear the piercing of his word, and we hear the healing of his word. We struggle with trials that we moan and complain about, and yet we embrace in faith. We are corrected from our sin. I want to ask you a question for you to think of it. How far would the Father go? How far would he send his Spirit to serve so that you might be retained in his grace? What would he do? Would he shine the light upon your most grievous sin, even destroying your professional life, so that you might be redeemed and snatched from the flames of hell? Those whom the Father loves, he disciplines. How far would he go with you? How far would he go with me? I want you to meet him. This is my son. This is my daughter. I want you to meet her. I take delight in them. They are my beloved. They are ones for whom I sent my son Jesus, to shed his blood, to rise victorious. And why? Why does the Lord refine us so that there might be a harvest of righteousness? A harvest of righteousness. It's always by God's Spirit. His harvest of righteousness is in the context of peace, not of grasping or discord. His harvest is about growth for our souls and our lives and our service. And his harvest is for about the final harvest, where God will gather his people, those of which we are aware and those whom we are yet to be made aware, those whom he will place in our path, those whom he may be disciplining, admonishing, scourging, chastising us, so that we will point to him and his glory. This is my son. This is my daughter. I love them. He loves us. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.